Radio Prague News. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has called a meeting of coalition leaders to resolve the current government crisis. Former Public Affairs MP Kristina Kocsi was plotting against her party for months, the weekly DN writes on its website, and internationally renowned Czech photographer Miroslav Kihi dies at the age of 84. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has called a meeting of coalition leaders to resolve the current government crisis, the Daily Pravo reports. The leaders of the governing Civic Democrats, Topo 9, and the Public Affairs Party are expected to attend a working dinner at the Prime Minister's residence on Wednesday evening. The meeting is expected to focus on changes in the cabinet following the resignation of Transport Minister Vít Bárta in the wake of a corruption scandal in the Junior Coalition Party and the proposed dismissal of the Interior and Education Ministers from the same party. According to a report published on the website of the weekly DN on Wednesday, the former head of the Public Affairs Group of Deputies, MP Kristina Kocsi, had been plotting against her own party for several months. The report cites a secretly taped conversation between Mrs. Kocsi and two other former public affairs members, in which she allegedly speculates on who else would be willing to leave the party following a corruption scandal surrounding its unofficial leader, Vít Bárta. Reportedly, Ms. Kocsi also speaks of a project that she has been planning with the head of the Civic Democrats group of deputies, Petr Tluchos, for several months, as well as Tluchos' influence on Prime Minister Petr Nečas and his party. Mrs. Kocsi has declined to comment. Photographer Miroslav Kihi died on Tuesday at the age of 84. Kihi, who took his pictures with a homemade camera, didn't rise to fame until late in his life. Collector Roman Buchsbaum introduced his work to a larger audience in the 1990s. His photos have a characteristic style. They are out of focus, over or underexposed. He often photographed female passersby with his camera concealed by his coat. Because of the erotic nature of some of his work, some residents of the South Moravian village of Kyiv, where he lived, considered him a voyeur and a madman. His work has been shown at galleries worldwide and was recently featured in a solo exhibit at Prague's Old Town Hall. Czech President Václav Klaus has made international headlines after a clip of him stealing a pen during a press conference while visiting Chile was broadcast on Czech television on Sunday night and later posted on the internet video platform YouTube. In the video, Klaus, who is sitting next to his Chilean counterpart, Sebastián Piñera, opens a pen case, removes the pen from it, and then hides his hands under the table before closing the empty case. As of Wednesday, the video had drawn over 1.5 million views, making it an internet sensation. In the UK, both The Guardian and The Times covered the incident. Mr. Klaus was quoted by the Czech news site Novinky.cz on Tuesday, commenting that taking pens from an event was standard, and pointing out that the pen he had taken was commonly presented to foreign delegations as a token. And now for a brief look at the weather. Over the next few days, cool and rainy conditions are expected, with mostly cloudy skies and daytime highs of around 10 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of today's news.